Penny for Your Thoughts is a Vectis Radio production, produced by Brian Curtis and written by Marion Hartley.
So, what did he say?
I'm not telling you.
Oh, go on, I didn't mean it.
Yes, you did.
Oh, no, I didn't. I was only joking.
Well, sometimes I wish you'd keep your thoughts to yourself.
So, where's he taking you?
I told you, I'm not telling you.
Oh, don't be like that. I didn't mean any harm.
It wasn't very kind saying that.
Well, you can tell me I'm an idiot then.
Are you?
Yes, I am. But I'm a nice idiot.
You're not an idiot. You just don't think sometimes.
No, I know I don't. And I'll never say that again. Will you forgive me if I make paella again?
Yeah, I think I might.
Good, then I will. I'll make it next week and I'll get wine.
The same one as last time?
Oh, yes.
OK, you're forgiven.
Oh, so you weren't that upset?
No, not really. I know your brain doesn't always function at the same time as your mouth.
Oh, charming.
Amy, you don't have to worry. I'll pay for everything. As soon as I book the flight, I'll let you know, OK?
Oh, thanks, Dad. I am really looking forward to it.
Oh, it's beautiful out there. I know you'll love it.
Will you have any days off?
Yes, I'll take as many as I can, but it won't be for the whole time.
Is there a pool?
Yes, there's a pool and a jacuzzi.
Oh, it sounds great.
Are you still happy about coming without your friends?
Yes, I'll be fine. What I reckon I'll do is go by bus and see the sights, and then meet up with you when I'm finished.
Well, I wish I could take the whole time off.
Don't worry about it. I'm completely happy with my own company. In fact, it'll make a nice change. I can do what I want, when I want.
Are you sure?
Absolutely. I need some me time. Oh, and of course it would be lovely to see you as well.
All right, we'll leave it there. I'm just so pleased your mother has agreed to it all.
Does she know you'll be working?
Not exactly.
I thought so. Well, she doesn't need to know everything, does she?
Did you get a table?
Yeah, I did, but only because there's been a cancellation.
Yeah, I told you it was good.
Well, I hope it is. Who did you take?
I haven't eaten there, but I just heard it was good.
I thought you'd had a meal there.
Nah, it's far too expensive for me.
I wish you'd told me that.
It doesn't matter. Everyone says it's good. Trust me, you won't be disappointed.
Oh, no.
Just this, please.
Have you got the correct size?
Yeah, I think so.
Good. I like to ask because it saves the customer having to bring it back.
No, it is my size.
A lot of youngsters wear these.
Do they?
Yes. It seems orange is very popular.
Well, I prefer the black.
So that's £25.99 then, please.
Oh no. Where's my card? It should be here.
Is it in your pocket?
No, it must be in my bag somewhere.
Sorry, I won't be a minute. She's trying to find her card.
Oh, it must be here somewhere. I always put it in here.
Look, do you mind if I serve this customer first?
No, you go ahead. Look, can you put it by for me and I'll come back later?
Yes, of course. And the name is...
It's Kathy Westwood.
Of course. All right, it will be here when you come back.
Thanks.
Okay, bye. Oh, isn't it awful when you lose your card? You feel like such a fool. Jim, did you hear of anyone leaving or being made redundant?
Now, that's a really good question. Because, no, I didn't. Did you?
No. No one said anything. So I don't think anyone was asked to leave.
Yeah, that's odd, isn't it? Because I knew some people had to leave.
What do you mean you knew? How did you know?
No, I didn't mean knew. I meant I was sure, that was all.
Well, I heard that we might even have to close.
Yeah, I heard that as well, but I didn't really think it would happen. Why don't you ask Michael? He'd know.
I have done, but he doesn't tell me anything. He should do, you know. I am the assistant manager, but I find him very secretive.
No, I think private is the word.
No, it's not. He's secretive. I get the feeling he doesn't trust me.
Why do you say that?
Well, you must have heard we had a meeting with Lance.
Oh, yeah. And who is this Lance?
He's a friend of Nick's.
Oh, I wondered who he was.
So anyway, we have this meeting mainly to discuss my workload.
Really?
Yes. And Lance seemed really friendly. I liked him. But Michael, cool, blimey. He was a big I am. Honestly, it was almost like a trial.
Gosh, so it was that bad, was it?
Well, don't say anything, will you? But I don't think Lance liked the way Michael conducted the meeting. I think Lance felt he was being far too superior.
Here you are.
Oh, thanks, Vince.
When did you stop taking sugar in your tea?
Years ago.
Well, I've never noticed.
Well, that doesn't surprise me.
What do you mean by that? I noticed you had your hair cut and you had some colour in it.
Oh, well, you couldn't miss it. It was bright green. Oh, now, look, what about tomorrow?
Ah, yes. I take it you can still drop me off, please.
Yes, that's fine. Connie's organised someone to come in for a couple of hours.
Ah, good.
Do you think I should give Amy some spending money?
No, she's working. She won't need any.
Well, I always think it's a good idea to have some in reserve, just in case of an emergency.
Well, remember, I'll be there.
I know that, and that's why I'd like her to have some money in reserve.
Oh, Helen, what do you think is going to happen?
I don't know, but it's better to be safe than sorry. Have you booked her flights yet?
No, I'll do that when I get over there. It'll be easier.
Well, whatever you do, make sure she doesn't drink too much, OK?
Yes, Helen.
No, I mean it. With all that cheap wine, I don't want her getting drunk all the time.
She won't.
Oh, and make sure you're at the airport on time. I don't want her being left stranded.
I will. Now, stop worrying. She's not 10, you know.
No, but she's never been abroad before.
Well, it's about time she did. Everything will be fine. I don't see a problem.
Tune in next time for another instalment of Penny for Your Thoughts.